Hey, thanks for listening to this Joy podcast. If you like what we do and you listen to our podcast on a regular basis, it's time to put your money where your ears are. It's Radiothon. Go to joy.org.au, become a member or donate and keep us out loud and proud so we can make more of the stuff you like.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Listening to Chicks Talking Footy live from Etihad Stadium, where the Saints and Swans are going head-to-head for the annual AFL Pride Match. You're on Joy 94.9, sponsored by the AFL.
And you can follow us on Twitter at CTFJoy949, hashtag Pride Game. I'm Danae. Rachel.
Hello, I'm back.
I'm here.
I know, welcome.
Special trip. Hello, I'm Danae Gibson, and Rachel Hopkins and I are joined by... Well, bloody footy royalty,
I know, as far as I'm concerned. I fangirled yet again.
So
very
I'm going to say really briefly that Patrick Hill, coach of the VFLW Hawks,
yay,
and Peter Searle, who is the coach of the St Kilda Southern Saints.
Yes, that's correct, Southern Saints.
Are right here, and I'm going to let Rachel take over because, don't mind us, Peter, but
there's sorry.
Hawks in the room.
I tried to get it all out of my system before at this very point of time, but it did not work. So, Patrick, it is such a pleasure to have you here on the show.
I'm absolutely honoured and privileged to be here.
No, thank you, and what a fantastic season we've had up to date, aside from the loss against Collingwood.
Oh, where'd that one go, won't we?
I've
also been trying to get a job as a ruck.
I think when you talk about women's footy, it's all we. You know, we're all in this for the same reason, so it's all about we. So,
exactly. Good point. So, we now have women's team, and how has that been bringing that culture to Hawthorn?
It's been really good. It was started last year under the guise of the Box Hill Hawks, but it certainly was driven by the Hawthorn Footy Club, and we made the decision to go and be named as Hawthorn this year for you know, lots of different reasons and commercial reasons and reasons to do with our footy club. But it's been fantastic. Everyone's sort of jumped on board now, and you know, we're certainly got the one club mentality going. And you know, probably we missed out on a license earlier this year, and that was, you know, a chance to look in the mirror and see what we're doing and make sure we're doing things for the right reasons, and we know the path we're on now, and it's been fantastic.
In a speech that you made recently in May to Hawthorn Football Club, yep, you spoke about equality and righting the wrongs of the past.
Yep.
What exactly do you mean by this? And do you think it's really important to encourage women to play football at the grassroots level?
I mean, you could look at that as a little snapshot that we're talking about women playing footy, but I'm probably talking a little bit more broader than that. There's still so many equality issues that we need to sort out, and you know, domestic violence is something that's pretty dear to my heart, and hopefully I'm hoping that if we can get footy right and we can young men can see women in positions of power, they can see them playing footy, they can see them achieving, then that ideal that young men grow up with, that they're better than women, will stop. And if that stops, hopefully domestic violence stops. So hopefully it's this generation. If it's not this generation, hopefully it's the next generation. But we need to stop it and we need to act, and hopefully that's what I mean by, you know, righting the wrongs of the past.
Peter, you were a 5-time premiership player and coach.
Yeah, that's correct.
Goodness me.
Superstar.
People often forget about the playing, so I'm glad you remember.
Yeah. Well, you played at Darabin.
I finished off my footy career at Darabin, yes, last probably couple of years there.
Right. So how many games did you play all up?
I don't think they kept records back in those days, but, you know, I think it stated somewhere about 150, but I reckon it's close to 200.
Yeah, I reckon it probably was too. So what of the culture of Darabin have you taken with you in your career as you move through other clubs?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I mean, when I first took over Darabin, it probably wasn't in the greatest space. So, you know, getting the culture right was the number one thing, and you can see what that does. I mean, you know, the sustainability is just there if you get that right. So, look, I really can't really put a finger on it. You know, I think it's, you know, obviously you got to create a sense of belonging. You got to create a, you know, as well as a sense of standards, as well as a sense of, you know, what is elite and excellent looks like, as well as having fun. So it's not just one thing. I think it's a range of things, and you got to get all those things right.
How important are strong role models in a footy club?
Oh, absolutely. And someone, you know, in terms of our team, you know, we're very young. And in fact, I think we've probably got about an average game experience of about 5.
Yeah.
And even my older girls haven't played footy. Sure. So, but a couple of the older girls, you know, have played elite sport elsewhere. And just, you know, what they do for the group is enormous. So, you know, you can't, you know, undersell how important it is to have strong role models.
And with, sorry, Patrick, quickly, you've also been a coach for 15 years. Have you been able to bring that experience into this new space for women playing within the VFLW?
I mean, as a coach, Peter will vouch for you, bring everything you've done in your life to coaching. It's whether, you know, your job as a parent, you bring your work, everything comes in and it's part of growing and maturing as a person. And all you want to see is that the young people that you're coaching, you want to see them develop and grow and be better people in the community. So anything that you can bring from your life, you will.
Mm.
Two of the finest coaches in Victoria. I'd like to see you move to the West. Thank you. But
please don't.
Patty Hill, all power to you. Continue the great work that you do. And thank you for chatting with Chicks Talking Footy on our annual AFL Pride Game broadcast. It's great to see role models like you working in the industry and the game and the community. Thank you.
And thanks for the job you're doing, because I think that's more important than the job that I'm doing. So well done.
We can argue about this later.
Thank
Peter
you very much.
Searle, Patty Hill, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.